Amy Page helped bring together the group now known as Juno People for Peace and Justice.
We were all anxious about what was going on in the world.
There is no membership, and JPPJ has never organized as a nonprofit, but the group has met once a week for 10 years. While numbers often swell and ebb with world news, the Corps has worked to ensure that it's having some impact, even if it's one conversation at a time. In the last 2 years, JPPJ has sponsored students from the Middle East at Juno High Schools. Rich Moniak hosted a student last year.
That's part of the hope, is the next generation.
Moniak started coming to JPPJ meetings after his son was deployed to Iraq for the second time. He's a firm believer in the sense of hope for peace that such groups can give.
What I saw in this group was perseverance. I saw a lot of people working hard for something larger than themselves.
Over the years, the group has taken out an anti-war newspaper advertisement signed by more than 1,000 Juno residents. A peace march across the Douglas Bridge also drew about 1,000 people. There have been demonstrations, town meetings, teleconferences with Alaska's congressional delegation, and letters to other political leaders. But Judith Meyer says affiliating with the Kennedy Luger Youth Exchange and Study Program.
That's one of the most important things we've done. Last year we had 4 young people here from the Middle East, and this year there are 3.
The YES program was funded 10 years ago after the terrorist attacks on America. It is funded by grants from the U.S. State Department to provide scholarships for students from countries with large Muslim populations. This year, high school juniors Mohammed Kabani and Aya Tafish are studying at Thunder Mountain High School. Hadi Kamj from Lebanon is spending the school year at Juno Douglas High School and just enrolled in classes at the University of Alaska Southeast. All 3 are of Muslim faith. Other than the cold, Kabani from Israel says he likes Juno and has met lots of people who are respectful to his culture. At first, he experienced some bullying at school, including one youth who told him Arabs are terrorism.
But when he sat with me and we had a conversation, he changed his opinion.
Tafish is from Gaza. She also has worked one-on-one with some students. She calls her experience in the U.S. a mission.
I like that I'm here to represent my country and people are respectful to me. I think that I have a job to give a better point of view about my country, because I think most of the people, either they don't know about it or they have a bad point of view. So I want to present my country and make them change their point of view, maybe.
As they meet people throughout Juno, the Muslim students believe they have helped change some minds about their culture. And it's one way Juno People for Peace and Justice believe the group has made a difference since that first gathering a decade ago. American cultural anthropologist and author Margaret Mead once said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." In Juno, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.